Sounds terrible.
It would be so boring.
This is the Queen and I.
You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy. Thank you.
If I Wear a Bell by trumpeter Miles Davis Quintet with John Coltrane, tenor sax, Red Garland, piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, recorded October 26th, 1956. Welcome to the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm your host, Paul Kivi, and we are in Volume 48, featuring our last few tunes of 1956, including a classic from Dave Brubeck and Soul Train by Coltrane. Plus, we'll start 1957 with a top cut from Art Pepper today. The classic we will hear first, though, is Senior Blues by pianist Horace Silver's quintet with Donald Byrd on trumpet, Hank Mobley tenor sax, Doug Watkins on the bass, and Lewis Hayes on the drums. This was recorded November 10th, 1956. Senior Blues. Thank you.
into your early life romance game, and in this heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day and died away. Then, with disillusion deep in your eyes, you learned that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now. Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant, diamonds shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you? Sophisticated lady, I know you missed the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is near, you cry. And when nobody
Sophisticated Lady, a 1932 Duke Ellington composition. Ella Fitzgerald with violinist Stuff Smith and tenor sax Ben Webster on the solos. Recorded September 4th, 1956. We started the set with Horace Silver's Senior Blues. You are listening to the Recorded History of Jazz. Pianist Dave Brubeck and alto saxophonist Paul Desmond had been recording together since 1951. On this recording, drummer Joel Morello joins them. He would be a key part of their core lineup, especially when you think of all the odd time signatures in which the Brubeck Quartet would record. Keeping the beat in 9/8 time ain't easy. In fact, Paul Desmond said he wrote the famous Take 5 in 5/4 time, partially because it would be a show-off piece for Morello. It certainly was for Desmond. Morello from Springfield, Massachusetts, was born partially blind. His first instrument was violin, and he was so precocious he soloed with the Boston Symphony Orchestra at age 9. He switched to drums at 15, and once he met Brubeck and Desmond, he found a place to use his unique talents to the maximum. Here's their first collaboration, History of a Boy Scout. Thank you. That's the Sonny Rollins Quintet, Rollins Tenor Sax, with Donald Byrd Trumpet, Wynton Kelly Piano, Gene Ramey Bass, Max Roach on the drums. How are things in Glacamora? The Dave Brubeck Quartet with History of a Boy Scout before that. Since Volume 1, by my count, we have heard 653 tunes on the recorded history of jazz. I'm Paul Kivi, and I've got 653 more ready to go. John Coltrane from North Carolina recalls seeing Charlie Parker in concert on June 5, 1945, as the day he dedicated himself to music. After a stint in the Navy, Coltrane bounced around a few groups and, oddly, left no significant footprint on jazz for a decade. Miles Davis asked him to join his quintet in 1955, and that finally jump-started Coltrane's career. While still working with Miles, Coltrane co-led a November 30th, 1956 session with pianist Tad Dameron, who we heard a lot of in the late 1940s on this show. With John Simmons on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums, here's Soul Train. Thank you. guitarist Kenny Burrell with Jerome Richardson on flute, tenor sax, Hank Mobley, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Mal Waldron piano, Doug Watkins bass, Art Taylor on the drums. That concludes the Recorded History of Jazz tour of 1956. 1957 will be a big year for Charles Mingus, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, Ben Webster paired with Coleman Hawkins, and Art Pepper, who gets the first word in 1957 and possibly the final word on today's show. Pepper, from California, was the out-of-wedlock child of two violent alcoholics. His mother was 14 when he was born. Raised by his grandmother, who immersed him in music, he turned pro on alto sax at age 17 when he was working with Benny Carter, and was second in Downbeat magazine voting for Best Alto Sax, behind only Charlie Parker, in 1952. But four prison sentences and as many rehab stints, all due to heroin, broke his career into fragments. Here's one such fragment, January 1957, when we can hear his brilliance on alto sax, first on Summertime and then on Pepper's own composition, appropriately and ironically, I suppose, titled Straight Life. from alto saxophonist Art Pepper, the last his original composition, Straight Life, and a haunting version of George and Ira Gershwin's Summertime before that, with pianist Red Garland, bassist Paul Chambers, and drummer Philly Joe Jones, that is to say Miles Davis rhythm section at the time, both from January 1957. That is all we have time for today on Volume 48 of the Recorded History of Jazz. Next time, some of the finest jazz ever by Charles Mingus, John Coltrane, and Horace Silver, plus a poignant and beautiful tribute to the late Clifford Brown written by saxophonist Benny Golson. Don't miss it. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE in Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and online at KAXE.org.